This is the great moment of self-determination. It is now that we make the decision as to what plane of reality do we belong. It is now that we must realize, if ever, the priceless value of realization of the Supreme Self. And that every bit of strength in the will and love in the heart and clarity of the mind be dedicated to the realization of the One Self. It is now that the soul must transcend the ego identity once and for all, to leave behind the limitations of the bodily vehicle and learn again the potentialities of our true nature. And activate all of those siddhis, those latent powers of the soul in the service of God. It is now that we must eliminate any trace of selfishness or greed. Or attachment to anything in the phenomenal plane, and give our entire being to the God Self without remainder. And we must give that gift after having been made it stainless, purified, impeccable through the sadhana in which the Dharma comes alive and the Dharmakaya is fully revealed and activated. And every power of truth and love are integrated and offered for the awakening and the upliftment of all beings still lost in illusion. And all of the power of light return to the source. With the divine authority conferred by the total unification. And merger. Into the Absolute Self. If there is still any trace of split will, of internal conflict, of confusion, of doubt, of fear, or of egocentricity, then this must be cleansed and overcome through the dedication of our entire being to serve the virgin will of the Supreme One. The purity of that absolute presence for whom there is no other and can never be made an object. Or lose its purity. Through unworthy thoughts or urges. This is the moment to be delivered from any last traces of sorrow or nostalgia. Or any trace of the ego patterns of thought and behavior, so that our angelic nature may fully flower through the subtle and the gross vehicles through which we are ordered to give visions of the Supreme Presence and the glory of God. May our hearts shine with such delight that results from our union with the Supreme One, that we are freed from any final need to correct any errors of understanding or action. That must all be motivated by the direct will of the Supreme Self, without any trace of intentionality from any other level. the power of God is conferred in proportion to the level of our having completely surrendered any separate will. Or any use of the mind that is not that of the one self. May we recognize the immensity of the importance of every moment in these last days of Kali Yuga that determine the fortune of the soul forevermore in every cycle of time. And into the beyond of time, to the throne of God. May we be worthy of the highest prasad of grace by being selfless, compassionate, generous, altruistic in our willingness to give and to serve and to bring the full beauty of the light of God into this fallen world. May we be cleansed utterly of any traits of the human condition and abide as those who have been divinized, who have returned fully to our original divine nature, delivered from the evil of the egocentric mind. May we blossom now as the most beautiful flowers in the garden of God, to inspire others to blossom as well. In these last hours in which the sun of truth shines ever more brightly and frees us from the dark cloud of karma that had obscured our ability to perceive the inner sun. And may we live without excuses. Without self-betrayal. without deviation. And without false loyalties. That cut our loyalty to the source of life, of love, of consciousness itself. And allow only the feelings arising in the heart of God to be felt as our own. And that feeling is the feeling of mercy. Integrated with justice, of love and law, delivered with the loving kindness of the ordainer. Without interference from any egoic passion. Our purity of heart must be absolute. And only then will we feel and know the strength that God gives to endure the final tests that we must face on this plane as time comes to its close. And eternity opens once again in all its glory. May we thrive and flourish. By being filled with the presence of God. In every moment. Blessings to all. Namaste. May you know the peace that comes from forgiving all beings and especially all who you may have felt at an ego level to have wronged you or trespassed or failed you or betrayed you. And may you forgive yourself for all the trespasses and failures and betrayals that you may have committed in the egoic life. Until only the feeling of infinite and unconditional love for all remains. And may you know the deeper peace of the realization that every being is an aspect of yourself that had been disowned, that only through love the dismembering of your true nature can be healed and the self again become complete. And know the peace of the fullness of being. And may you know the supreme peace of having eliminated any dismemberment from God, any separation, any cut, any loss of the current of Shakti, any sense of a self that all split off from the one self, and feel the supreme bliss of that wholeness. And return to eternal life and infinite bliss. On the lotus throne of the Supreme One. And may you see that ultimate reality everywhere, in every pair of eyes in which you gaze.